Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Megan Krieger, homeschooling mom of four, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Okay, let's take a look at today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 8. It says, "When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.' And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I will, be clean.' And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, 'See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to the people.'" Honestly, the first thing that comes to mind is when I'm hiding away in my closet trying to sneak that package of Oreos that I stashed in there so my kids wouldn't see it in the pantry. And then I wouldn't have to share. But, you know, inevitably kids have supersonic hearing when it comes to junk food and wrappers. And so their little ears perk up at the sound of teeth sinking into Oreos from a mile away. So the fastest way to sweep that situation under the rug is to give an Oreo to the kid who found you out. Make them swear on their lives that they will tell no one. And that they got to have, you know, that special treat. And that, and then I make them eat it locked away in that closet or in the garage or wherever. And also over the years I have found, I also have to make sure to have them promise that they won't tell the siblings that they have a secret that they can't tell them. That's just a recipe for disaster, and you could kiss your Oreos goodbye. And so that's usually what sticks out to me when I'm reading this, is that Jesus being like, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. And I'm always like, yeah, I get that. I get that. But if we read all the way to the end of the scripture, Jesus actually says something a little more. He says something along the lines of like, that'll be proof. That'll show them. And so you're kind of like, no, hold up. Are we trying to prove something here? Or are we trying to keep it under wraps? So you got to read all the way through. We got to dig a little deeper here. So what is he doing? He is healing a leper. He actually touched a leper. These are like the most unclean people deemed by the region. Okay. Like they literally wear bells around. They're not allowed to come into town. If people come near them, they have to ring these bells to make sure they know, like, hey, don't come by me. I'm unclean. And everybody knows, like, touching an unclean person is, or an unclean thing, there's several things that are deemed unclean. It's a big no-no back in this time, because being clean, following purity laws, was essential to being able to worship in God's presence. So for Jesus to actually touch someone, get close enough to touch them that had leprosy was absolutely unheard of. Because what happens when you touch something that is not clean? Well, what happens when your toddler eats peanut butter out of the jar with their bare hands? Or, you know, has it out with the toothpaste too, pick your poison. And they run around the house touching every clean surface. I'll tell you what doesn't happen. That white bedspread that you got there doesn't transfer the cleanliness to the child and wipe out all the mess. Nope, it's definitely the other way around. Every single thing they touch is now disgusting. But that is not what just happened. Jesus, who is clean, touches this man who is unclean. And the leprosy doesn't transfer to Jesus, but instead, Jesus's cleanliness is what transfers to him. How unnatural is that? Could you believe that? If your kid got covered head to toe in toothpaste and you're like, hey, just go lay in my bed, my white bed, and everything will be okay. I don't have a white bed. Let's just get that straight. There's not a single white thing in my house. I learned that lesson a long time ago. But let's just say you could tell your like disgusting kid who's just filled himself with filth to go lay in your bed. The bed would be fine and the child would get clean. That is a miracle. So that's what just happened here. So hearing this story and stories like this kind of feel like old hat to us because we're so familiar with Jesus' ministry and all these miracles that he's done. But this is blowing the minds of these Jews who have strictly followed these laws of Moses for hundreds of years. And the thing that is most mind-blowing about it is the fact that Jesus kind of ups the ante here, okay? He's not just doing this little miracle, cleaning this leper, healing this leper. Nope. He's fulfilling a prophecy from Isaiah at the same time. This prophecy that says, your guilt is taken away and your sin is atoned for. There was this whole vision that Isaiah has where he was approaching God in an unclean state and was terrified that he was going to be basically obliterated. But instead, this hot coal that was clean came, touched his lips, and made him pure. And so this was not just like, oh, hey, yeah, sure, I can sign your autograph while I'm on my way to the next thing kind of a healing. It was a very calculated and pointed move that he made in revealing himself to his chosen people. And so he goes on not just to prove that he has the power to heal, but that he is the Messiah who has come to fulfill the prophecy and establish a new law. And it's a sign of hope for us that he still today has the authority and has passed that authority on to his priests, that our sins can be taken away. Let us pray. Lord, you have the authority and the power to heal us, to cleanse us. All we have to do is ask. Give us a greater outpouring of this gift of faith, that we may ask for healing and know that you will come into our wounds and sins that seem most unclean and make us new again. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.